Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 1st of September. I'm your host, Paul White. Glad to have you on this Sunday edition, and this is Labor Day weekend in America. So today, tomorrow, a lot of people are off work, particularly tomorrow on Labor Day, kind of that bookend of the summer, I always like to say. I want to give you an announcement real quick of where I'll be next weekend. This gives you a few days if you're in the area to prepare yourself. And a lot of people in the Mobile, Alabama have been preparing themselves for a while. We go to Mobile once a year and do a conference with different speakers. This year, I re-team up with my good buddy, Len Hiles. He and I will be at Pure Grace Church this weekend, September 7th and 8th. That's next Saturday and Sunday. Pure Grace Church is located at 3350 Dawes Road in Mobile, Alabama. Len and I will be doing Saturday morning sessions, 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Well, there's music, there's speaking, there's a little break, there's a little more music, there's a little more speaking. I think Len kicks the thing off on Saturday morning, and then I'm second that morning. And then Saturday night is Len. Sunday morning is me. So we are tag teaming, doubling up. Looking forward to it. He and I have been together a couple of times this year and always have a tremendous time with Len. And so looking forward to getting with him again next weekend if you're in Mobile, Alabama, or you're close to Mobile, Alabama. Make the drive. Come see us at Pure Grace Church. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. We broke away yesterday so that we could do the essay edition. I hope that was a blessing to you. Hope you enjoyed our efforts there. The topic of the essay edition was actually something that I preached after I wrote it at one of our meetings in Arkansas a few weeks ago. So if you did enjoy that essay, you'll get a little more depth, maybe, into the theology side of it in an upcoming sermon. And I'll tell you what's going to air on our platforms next weekend. I'll do that in a few days. Let's save that. At the end of our section in 1 Corinthians 7, Paul says, verse 16, "How do you know, O wife, whether you will save your husband? How do you know, O husband, whether you will save your wife?" To be quite honest, this vernacular that Paul uses, this terminology that Paul uses, was so foreign to me in my years, early years of Christianity, so foreign, in fact, that I would have told you that this was not theologically possible. If you would have said to me, maybe you will save someone because you're around them, I would have thought you meant because you're witnessing to them. I don't think that's what Paul means. I think Paul is saying the sanctified believer, the person who has received Christ walking in resurrection reality, you're so powerful that you have an effect on everything and everyone around you. Your faith is stronger than you think it is. One of the illustrations I like to use in this is from Mark chapter 2. Jesus goes into Capernaum, and a lot of the text says immediately, because Mark uses immediately all the time. Immediately, a lot of people come together, so there's no room for Jesus, really. And there's no room for anyone else to come into the house. So Jesus begins to preach the word, and the text tells us in Mark 2 that four men carried a paralytic man, and they tore the roof off of the house and lowered him down. And Mark 2:5 says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." The fascinating thing is that it doesn't say when Jesus saw his faith. It says when Jesus saw their faith. And so there is high value on their faith, even higher than on his faith. I would even say this. Your faith affects your environment, but it affects the environment of people around you. So maybe your faith isn't quite up where it ought to be. Their faith, those around you, make a difference. I've used this before, and I think it's appropriate. Personally, I feel like the Lord spoke this in my heart. I've used it in communion. When you take communion and you're receiving the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus, as wonderful as that is, and as free as you are to do that whenever you can, and you should, why not? It is even more special, if I could use such a phrase, when you do it with other believers, because you commune with community. How do you know that there's not someone in that communion ceremony or someone in that fellowship who isn't believing for great things, and maybe they could even believe for great things for you? This is, to me, the value of community in general, is you walk your faith into a room, you condition the atmosphere, I think spiritually. Something happens because you believe, and something happens because you're trusting for something. It's not because you're so powerful, everyone is so weak, God honors your power. No, it's never about you anyway. That's what Peter says in Acts when he says, "What'd you think, it was by our power this guy can get up and walk?" We didn't do anything. This is the Holy Spirit. It's Peter and John believing that the man could walk. It's the four friends, or the friends. It is four, because Mark says it's four. The four friends lowering their paralytic friend down to Jesus. We don't know if the paralytic man believes, but he believes enough to stand up. Or at least he stands up. Or maybe when Jesus says, "Son, take up your bed and walk," maybe his friends pull him up and go, "Get up, you're going to walk today." I don't know exactly how it ends. I know how it ends. I don't know exactly how you get to that point. I don't know if the man himself believes or what, but I do know that the faith of his friends works. What's this got to do with 1 Corinthians 7? Listen again now through those eyes, through that lens, to 1 Corinthians 7:15-16. If the unbeliever departs, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God has called us to peace. For how do you know, O wife, whether you will save your husband? Or how do you know, O husband, whether you will save your wife? Seems to me like you make a difference being in people's lives, even if they don't believe the way you believe. So rather than running from every unbeliever you know, maybe you should be running towards unbelievers and seeing if what you have might make a difference in what they don't have. And that would be something worth exploring. Tomorrow, speaking of something worth exploring, verse 17, and we begin the work that Paul begins. We're still in this relationship, but there's a little bit of an aside. We'll go with him for a day or two. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.